to CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state health department warns that COVID-19 hospitalizations could exceed capacity in the coming weeks. Here's CPR's John Daly.
State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy says transmission, cases, hospitalizations, and deaths have all been rising recently, and models show the peak of this wave won't come for weeks.
COVID-19 hospital demand will increase until late December and could potentially exceed our current hospital capacity.
The test positivity rate is above 20% in some pockets of the state, well above the level that signals trouble. The state is taking a number of steps in response, including activating a measure to help expand hospital staffing. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A school district in Colorado Springs is facing criticism after some teachers told students to tape masks to their faces. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
A letter to parents from a group of teachers at Chinook Trail Middle School apologized for the directive that students tape on their face masks, and they acknowledged they made a mistake. A parent's complaint spurred an investigation into the issue from Academy District 20, which found four teachers were involved in the taping request. Some families told the Gazette they thought the issue had been overblown. It's unclear if the teachers will face disciplinary action. A mask mandate was put in place at the school district in late September. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Military members and families are observing Veterans Day today. The pandemic has been especially isolating for veterans in rural areas. Nathan Demers is with Operation Veterans Strong, a group that connects veterans.
For many of these veterans who have been living in the San Luis Valley, several had never met another veteran in their local community.
Military family can join at OperationVeteransStrong.com. Applications are open for a new president of Western Colorado University in Gunnison. The school's former president resigned in June following remarks he made related to Black Lives Matter protests. The deadline to apply is in January. This is CPR News.